Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you and that you'll be encouraged in God's Word. All these series I've been talking about, doomsday preppers and kingdom preppers. Doomsday preppers are people that are preparing, are prepping for a disastrous destiny. They know something is going to hit our country, whether it be in an attack, or earthquake, or whatever. They're trying to prepare to survive it. Then God put in my spirit that we don't need to be doomsday preppers. We need to be kingdom preppers. We need to be preparing and prepping people for the kingdom of God and telling of the hope that God has. And one of the best scriptures and one of my most favorite is Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. And it says, "The Lord is good." You don't forget that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And yes, we are in a day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. In other words, if you trust in God and you put your faith in him, he will be your stronghold. And he is good to you, and he is good. He wants to be good to you. You know, I have a grandson that he's gotten his life straightened out, and he had a little trouble there for a while, and he got in some trouble. And you know, I wanted to be good to him, but you know what? He wouldn't let me. You know, I would want to bless him. But because of his lifestyle and what he was doing, I couldn't, and he wouldn't let me. I had the ability and the capability to help him, but he wouldn't let me. I wanted to so badly, but he wouldn't let me. But you know what? He's happy to see Nanny coming now because I want to bless him. I want to be good to him. You know, that's the way God is with you. He wants to be good to you. He wants to help your marriage. He wants to heal you. He wants to lift you up out of that disencouragement. He wants to deliver you from drugs and alcohol. He wants to give you a blessed life. But you know what? So many of you will not let him because you reject his word and you still want to do it your way and not God's way. God's way is a good way. God's way is a blessed way. God's way is Jesus. And when we let Jesus into our heart, you know what I heard a guy say one time? He said, you know, try Jesus. If you don't like it, the devil will take you right back. I know today that if you'll sincerely seek Jesus and try him, walk in his word, you'll never be the same and you won't want to go back. You know, it tells me in Genesis chapter 19, verse 17, that when God was raining his judgment upon a place called Sodom and Gomorrah, that day he said, "Escape for thy life and look not behind thee." The Lord told Lot and his family, he said, "When this judgment falls on the wickedness and the judgment that's coming on your area, don't even look back. Keep on going. Don't look back." And that's what God is saying to us today. Don't look back into the world. Don't look back into evil. Don't look back into old way of life. I get worried about people when they give their testimony, and I know we should tell people how God has delivered us and set us free, but they almost glory in what they used to do, and they go into great details of how they drank and dope and drugs and this and that, and it's almost like they're glorying in it, and it's almost like they're rejoicing in it. You know what? That's a shame. Life. That's an evil life. When we walk in sin, it's not anything to brag on. But today, the Lord wants to deliver you. And even in when God sent the angels into Sodom and Gomorrah, he actually had to take Lot by the hand and lead him out. You know, you get so engulfed, and the Bible says he was vexed with the filthy conversation of the unrighteous. And you know what? If you don't watch out, you will be vexed with the filthy conversation, with the filthy stuff that comes on the TV, with the filth that we're surrounded. But I pray today that you'll keep your eyes on Jesus and not look back, because the Lord is good. He's your stronghold in the day of trouble, and he wants to be good to you, and he knows the one that trusts him. Will you say today, "Lord, I want to trust you. I want to receive you as my Savior, and I want you to be good to me, and I want to be good to others. Be a helper to those in need. Lift up the weary and pray for the lost." I want to thank you for listening into the broadcast, and I pray that you keep on keeping on, that you'll be a kingdom prepper and not a doomsday prepper. God bless you.